Blog Talk Radio.
Ecstat on the beat.
Now let me break this story down like I'm writing a book. If you look at me, you know my name before I get to the hook. See, I'm the rose that holds the poles, grown from the concrete. Memphis, Tennessee, city of sin, fire burning at my feet. But I made the best of the fuck up shit that I was born in, hustling my pen for dividends, not repeating my sins. But my story doesn't end, writing gave me my wings. Now I'm an author, I go harder than Beyonce sings. 21 books in 2 years, I pour my heart out on pages. So the journey of a broken girl, free my mind from the cages. Bitches all up in my face, a lying shit for them to tell. They be praying on my downfall, I wishing me well. Memphis free, vicious bitches, twisted faithful side hoes. Kids living a sister, our mother, cause that's all that they know. Niggas running game is lame, they think I'm still a little girl. But I'm a cold piece of work who gon' shake up the world, yeah.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. We are back again with another episode of Books and Tea with Nikki and co-host Ryan Smothers. Yes! Okay, everybody, I know it's been a minute. I haven't been on the last couple of weekends, but I'm back again so we can bring you all this fresh tea. And do we have some tea for you tonight? So we're going to jump straight in it, and I'm going to let you guys know a little bit about the show tonight, tell you a little bit about me for those who haven't tuned in before to Nikki Giovante's tea session. I'm going to give out all the rundown so we can get straight to this book and then the tea. So tonight our question of the show is, are you a present parent? And that's going to correlate directly with our book of the day, which is one of my books, Sins of Thy Mother. I'm sorry, Sins of Thy Mother. Now, I have a whole series, but we're only going to speak on book one because Sins of Thy Mother is one of them series that you just can't talk about all the books at once because each book takes you deeper and deeper into your feelings. So we're going to go one book at a time. So anyway, let me get into who I am for those of you all who don't know who I am. I am national best-selling author Nikki Giovante. I have 37 now books. See, I got so many, I be losing track myself. But 37 bestsellers that are all available on Amazon. I began writing professionally in 2013, but I published my first book in February of the following year. So as you can see, since then, I've been working and grinding. I got 37 books. So I'm working on 3 more. And I'm just trying to get it. Now, some of my books are A Broken Girl's Journey series, Cold Piece of Work, and like I mentioned earlier, the Sins of Thy Mother series. You can find all of those on Amazon. All you have to do is go on Amazon, go to the search bar, type in NikiGiovante, and you'll be able to pull up all 37 of them. So, you know, go look your girl up. Go look your girl up so you can see what all the fuss everybody talking about. So, now, enough of me. I'm tired of me already. Let's get into this show. So, before I get too deep into telling y'all what's going on this show tonight, I'm going to bring on my co-host, my best friend, the best tea brewer that I know in this world. Mr. Ryan Smothers, y'all put y'all hands together for Ryan. Come on to the floor, bestie. You better come on
so
in
crazy.
Here, bestie. You better come on in here.
You so crazy, man.
Did I give you a good intro?
You did. What it do? I ain't going to say the best tea brewer because that's too typical. This really ain't tea. This really facts.
Facts. You hear me? We throw facts, huh? Like, we don't throw shade.
Yeah.
We throw palm trees. Okay.
Yeah.
He right.
Yeah.
He ain't no tea
brewer.
He a fact brewer.
It ain't shade to the truth.
Oh, what you said, Bessie. I'm so happy to be back on this show tonight with you so we can just let loose, spill all these facts that we ready to spill, and just step on some toes. It's whatever I told them on my live 3 minutes ago. We ain't just stepping on toes. We pulling bra scraps. We doing it all tonight. So then
what
it is.
Nah,
what you say? Now, nah, nah. We ain't pulling the bra straps.
Make,
well,
sure the bra straps make sure the bra straps. Make sure the bra.
You so silly. Let's get into it then. So our book of the day today, being that we only got an hour, we got to kind of, you know, go swiftly through this stuff. So our book of the day today is Sins of That Mother. So being my beta reader, my best friend, avid reader of the century. I mean, this man reads so many books. I don't even want to talk about it. He is a book junkie. So being that he is this person, he is the best person for me to have on my show as my co-host and the best person I can explain Sins of Thy Mother to those of you who haven't read. So, Ryan, let's get into Sins of Thy Mother. What did you think of this book?
Well, I will say Sins of Thy Mother ain't for the, what you say, what you call the what heart?
The faint of heart.
Yeah, ain't for, it ain't for, if you soft or you can't stomach a lot or you just or you don't like a lot of trauma and horror, Sins of Thy Mother is not the book for you. Like, it'll have you messed up in the head because you, it's like you can't fathom how a mother who supposedly have a bond with their children would do they kids. But they out here.
Oh yes. Denise was a real character.
Yeah. Denise was real. She didn't, all she did was have them. She didn't care nothing about her kids. But it all boiled down from a generational curse. So that's where we are.
And we live so many generational curses. Oh my God.
Yes.
And I will say when I was writing Sins of Thy Mother, most people I know I got a lot of reviews. It really kind of irked me, I ain't going to lie. I try not to let reviews get under my skin, but I got a lot of them that kind of got under my skin because people were like, oh, this is too. First of all, I write fiction. That's first. That's what we're going to say first. First is fiction, people. So you're not going to always believe
fiction. That don't mean this happened for real. Yeah.
I mean, it's fiction. And I had so many people like, oh, this is so unrealistic. There's no mother like this in this world. Well, let me tell y'all, you a lie. Because that character in Sins of Thy Mother, Denise, I made her up from various mothers that I have met throughout my life. I won't say that there's one mother in particular that I've modeled that character after. However, that's man, pieces of a whole bunch of trifling ass mamas out here that exist. Do they not best?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad my mama
Denise
like
took some baby blues and shit, didn't she? You so petty. I knew you were going to say it.
Yeah, I'm glad my mama was like that. She got her way of being. Yeah.
I swear, I guess all our mamas got faults, but we damn can be grateful that we didn't have Denise, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Let them know who the characters in the book, like what actually was going on, the reason why we are so dead set against Denise. Because some people that haven't read the book don't know what the hell we talking about. They might think we just sitting up here picking on this mama and being petty.
Well, Denise was a woman, a drug addict, yeah, drug addict, junkie. She never really worked. She had three kids. She had her oldest was, I think the oldest was Shaterica, right?
Mhm.
So it was Shaterica, Shartisha, and I think the youngest was Shamel.
Yep.
And I think Shamel was kind of mentally challenged.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he know the T on them, y'all. I'm letting him.
Shamia was mentally challenged, and I know a lot of the reason why she was doing what she was doing because it was persuaded by drugs. And at the same time, you know, a lot of times women lash out at their kids due to who the dad is. And I think a lot of her frustration came because she saw their daddies and her kids. And I don't know what made her think that, you know, she could kill them off to erase the memory. I mean, you can't rewrite history. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so she took them through hell to the point where she was, you know, selling them off to different dudes in the hood and, you know, making them sell their coochie and all type of crazy stuff. And then when she couldn't break them down mentally, because even through what she was taking them through, they still found ways to cope in their environment and cope with what she was taking them through. She started fighting them like they was real deal people on the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she tried everything she could. And truth be told, it wasn't easy, you know, for them to just turn on their mamas. But in the end, they showed her what love was or hate was for them.
You skipping too far, man. Nah, don't tell them. But they had to. It was a point where those kids had got fed up. So this book definitely correlates with our question of the day. Are you a present parent? Now, as I said in my live, that question can mean various things. And these your topics, of course, this your show this week. These your topics. But when we say, are you a present parent, speaking in relation to sins of thy mother, I can say that Denise wasn't present. She wasn't past. She wasn't future. I mean, this lady didn't care about what her kids were.
Yeah, she wasn't even there financially.
Exactly. She wasn't there financially, mentally, physically. She just didn't care about nobody but herself getting high and having some nigga laid up under her. And it's so sad that it's so many mamas like that today.
Yes, Lord.
It is. We can't just say, oh, it's the old generation or the new generation. Nah, baby, it's old, new, and everything in between.
But, you know, Bista, honestly, I think a lot of it comes from, you know, it comes from having sex irresponsibly, too. That's where a lot of it comes from. Because, you know, so I don't think people really take into consideration the consequence of what sex is. You know what I'm saying? And I say that because, I mean, quite naturally, you can get pregnant, you can catch an STD or whatever the case may be, but I don't think people really take into consideration the cause and effects behind having irresponsible sex.
Exactly.
Because if you think about it, most of the time when a woman gets pregnant and is prepared for, or it's a long-term boyfriend or a long-term husband, she acts totally different versus her just, you know what I'm saying, having sex and it just being a mistake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I think in most cases, that's where it comes from. And also, you know, having a mother and being a mother or just being a parent for that matter, you have to realize that it's not about you anymore. You got to calm down because a lot of people feel like, oh, I got a baby. I ain't going to stop living. It don't mean stop living. But you gotta live and present yourself in a way to where you set an example for somebody else. Because before you know it, you will cause generations and generations of chaotic bullshit if you ain't careful.
Yes, that's them generational curses. Because just like Denise inherited a lot of her evilness, her triflingness from her mama, we saw it in book 3 that she actually passed some of that shit down to one of her kids. Even though Terica had went through hell in that room with her sister and brother, not eating, getting raped, getting beat, just getting treated
and see,
like.
See, Bessie, you also got to understand too. You took that book real personal, because not only did you write a book, you did somewhat of a soundtrack to it. You know what I'm saying?
I did.
You know what I'm saying?
I did.
And truth be told, I think everybody in some type of way has some type of sin that's passed down from their parents, because I see myself sometimes doing the same stuff that my mama was doing, and I'm a whole dude. I'm like, damn, it's like a natural instinct because they raised you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, and I say I can totally agree with that, because I see myself being my mama a lot too. Like, my mama's a very hard person, like all that crybaby shit, all that in your feelings, mm-hmm. shit, you don't play that. So, mm-hmm. like, I inherited that from her. I did. I really did. I'm like that with my kids. I'd be like, what you crying for? Suck that shit up. The world ain't going to cry with you. I'm going to need you to get it together. You know what I'm saying? And that's a part of me that may be a generational curse. It may not. It may be a generational gift. I don't know. But it is a part that I know I took from her. And so I don't try to hide it. Like, I mean, I want my kids to express their feelings if they feel like they need to cry and all that. I mean, get it out, because I ain't just no stone. I cry and stuff sometimes, too. But it take a lot to get me there, because instead of just crying and wallowing in my sorrow and woe is me about my situation, I'd rather get mad, because that anger going to push my ass to do something to get myself out of this situation.
You
ain't going to let me
sit
still. Yeah, that anger going to motivate my ass. So that's why this
Vista,
always
that
my go-to
emotion. What's that method mean you always use? When somebody calls us crying, all right, so what you going to do about it? You know
exactly.
What
you going to do? Like, crying is not going to get you anywhere. Like, you sitting there wallowing in your fucking pity, ain't going to do nothing but pull you deeper into depression and have you ready to do some stupid shit. I done had to talk plenty of people down off some bull like that. Oh, I lost my job. I got okay, now what we going to do to fix it, though? Like, we going to sit on the phone all night and cry? Or we going to write some shit down?
We can't still be in the same position a month later. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Still crying. Still woe with me. Like, for what? And see, that's what makes me feel like my shit ain't no generational curse. It's more like a generational strength. However, the shit Denise passed down to them kids was some shit that I can't even say was no damn blessing. Because Shaw got insatiable anger that he just couldn't control. That damn Turka, she turned into baby Denise. And Tisha was so damn broken, you felt like throughout the book she wasn't going to never put herself back together. So it was like Denise hurt them babies more than she knew or they even knew. And it's sad that people do that to their kids out here, because we know sins of our mother just ain't no fantasy I made up. We know people living this shit every day. So
Bestie, so when you say prison, people need to understand, too, because just because you work in 2 or 3 jobs and you getting a child everything they hard desire does not mean you're in prison, because you could be raising somebody and not even know who you're raising. If all
there
you doing
you
is providing, 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 and you ain't talking and you ain't nurturing, that's not parenting.
Say that again.
And furthermore, if all you doing is providing, 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 and you ain't talking to them and you're not nurturing them, that's not parenting. Some people don't even be in tune with their kids. Like, you should know when something wrong with your child automatically. Like, when they call, you can hear it in their voice, what's wrong? But if you don't have that bond in their relationship and all you're doing is paying them off, no respect will ever be there. And the minute you tell them no, it's going to go the other way.
That's right. You sure ain't lying. And that's just how it is, because these parents out here that don't know their kids from a can of damn paint. They just feel like they're a good parent because they able to post a video on Facebook or post some pics or post a pretty status that said, oh, my baby is my heart. Meanwhile, you don't even know that this child is fucking, or this child in a gang, or this child even got genital hair on their body, because you not a present parent. You just a parent that's in the house with them. It's a big old difference.
Right.
Kicks it up and complain about niggas all day. Oh, that nigga ain't in my baby life. He ain't around. He give me a few dollars, but I don't never see him. But, bitch, what do you do? What do you do? You in the same house with this child.
You know what?
You don't
need
to listen to their feelings.
Nicole, I got to salute you, though. I got to salute you. And the reason why I say I got to salute you, okay, you got 2 kids. Ain't no motherfucking secret. Everybody know you got 2 baby daddies. Whoop the fucking do. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And
I don't make the same mistake twice.
but you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows that you ain't the type of chick that's gonna be handling a nigga to do something. You will say in a minute, them my kids. Fuck.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? Them my kids. And you ain't never heard your daughter from the graduate from high school just had her prom. You think you asked her daddy for any fucking thing? No.
Not
what you ever. Do? Made it happen on your own. You know what I'm saying? And what I want people to understand is, how long are you going to cry that same cry about what the nigga ain't doing? You a mama for it. It's always mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
Damn right. You're right, because that baby,
you know,
coming
saying?
Out your body. And 9 times out of 10, that baby got to live with you, not him. So
yeah.
What you crying for? Get your ass up and do something. I'm going to tell chick, like, I done wrote this shit in a couple of books, and you know we done said it on the phone 100 times. I don't give a fuck what you supposed to say. Y'all get out here and holler about you can't do this, you can't do that, you ain't got this, you ain't got that. Baby, I'm going to tell you like my daddy told me one day. He was joking, but he was real as fuck when he said it. Y'all hoes got something that'll sell when cotton won't. Fuck you mean. You going to let your baby sit up and suffer because you waiting on a man? You going to sit up and let your baby do it out because you waiting on a man? Baby, you going to have to get up and do something and get something on your own. I don't know what's wrong with
you. And another thing, what parents got to stop doing. I don't understand how a woman can find time to love and want a man, but you halfway fucking with your kids. Like,
how you
find time for the nigga, but you can't find time for your kids? How you checking a nigga phone, but ain't checking the kids' homework? How that work?
Boy, you just said a mouthful. What you say? How you checking a phone, but can't check on your kid's feelings? Your kid in third, fourth grade to make a straight F. How you don't know this, huh?
Like you got kids in eighth grade reading on the first grade level. What type of shit is this?
That's what I'm saying. That's because they
or
not press parents.
Or how can kids not read but know how to grab the phone and get on YouTube? I don't understand.
Or can rap every fucking song that was invented. Them words. How the fuck you can't spell the words you saying? Because your parent
exactly.
ain't present. That's why. I don't blame them babies. Your parent ain't present. I swear I don't. Bitch, don't be laughing at me. I don't blame them babies. It's their mammies. So these
and
kids get on here and they stunt on the book, baby, and they just act like they be the best parent in the world. And then you meet them in real life and you looking like, bitch, I'm going to need you to use the app that you used on Facebook and be that same hoe you was then because you ain't the same.
But you got to understand, it's blind leading the blind. And anytime a woman thinks that she could, that she can be anything with using her pussy, she ain't shit no way. That's a lot of these whole problems.
That's true. Most of these women are out here looking for love when they should have found that love in themselves way before they had them kids. Because how are you raising a child and loving this child effectively if you ain't found love within yourself? It don't make sense
to me.
You gotta love yourself, sis. You got to be able to be alone and be strong alone and carry your damn self before you bring a child into this world that's depending on you.
And it's crazy because you'll see most women like you got a lot of chicks. Like a lot of chicks I grew up with, they grew up fighting, they grew up being wretched. But it's something about when a woman have a baby, her whole everything changed. It'd be a 360. Nah, bitch, I'm straight. I ain't going to no club fight with you hoes. I got a motherfucker son. I got a child. Y'all can because you should never do anything stupid to get separated from your kids. Cause ain't nobody gonna
damn
do your kids how you gonna do your kids.
That's right. Ain't nobody going to treat your babies like you. And you know, bestie, that's me. You just spoke my life. I was that chick. I was that bad fight ready at all times. But when I had kids, everything changed.
Matter of fact, you said it in your book, one of my favorite Power of the Cookie, when Jelly was talking to Sunshine, she told her, I ain't going to never do no stupid shit like mama did to get separated from my kids behind a nigga. Cause this is
damn right. Exactly. Like, why should y'all? I would never do that to my babies, period. Hell, I done been wanting to crash out plenty of times, but I think about them too. Because without me, what the hell are they going to be? What are they going to do? It's going to be messed up for my babies, the kids I brought into this world. So sometimes you got to be selfless in this world. Too many bitches selfish. They think about they self before their children. And they go all the way back to what I said. She don't love herself. So how the hell can she really love her kids? You don't love them kids. You love how cute it look on Facebook to post them. You love how it feel good when somebody tell you, oh, you're a good mom, because they don't know you. That's what these hoes want to
accolade. You also have to understand, too, it's different because, you know, back then, like, even though, I mean, you kind of a different generation, but we still kind of came up in the same time. You got to realize you got social media babies. They don't even have real educational TV no more, like Barney and different stuff that come on that teach you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can remember a point in time, like, these kids so damn grown because the parents ain't monitoring. Like,
yep.
I knew I'm top growing up that, you know, when my mama had company, but to get your way into the bank, it wasn't no conversation. I knew what was going on. You don't sit up and you telling me about a situation where, you know what I'm saying, you had to put a little girl in her place because she talking and grown for being, you was like, you know, hey, little girl, you better chill out. You know what I'm saying?
Get your child. You know what I'm saying? Why she even know the conversation? You want to be? Because that's because in our generation, kids were to be seen and not heard. You brought your ass in there. If you had to sit in the room with grown-ups, you shut the fuck up. I don't care if you getting all the tea. You better not repeat it. You better not speak on it. Kids nowadays.
They better not tell what's going on in his house either.
You hear me? You don't speak my house. But kids nowadays, baby, they finna tweet your ass. They finna tell everybody. Baby, they get right in the middle of a conversation. Mama, didn't you say, I couldn't go over her house because she did so-and-so, so-and-so. I thought she broke up with so-and-so, so-and-so. And look, you looking like, who the, wait a minute.
But I'm going to tell you, so I'm gonna tell you something, how I get a little deep, because, you know, I'm a deep thinker. So, you know, I pay attention to a lot, and I be watching Law and Order and shit, and I really just, you know what I'm saying, on my mental. See, when you have grown kids like that, that alarms sick ass pedophiles. You know what I'm saying?
It do.
Because they so grown.
It do. Because you letting them carry themselves like a adult, so that make that nigga feel like, I could treat her like one too.
Right.
Now you got to parent your damn kids. These help, and see, that's why I'm so happy you are on this show to talk to, and I'm glad you brought this damn subject up, because you ain't even a parent. You don't have any biological kids. However, you sitting up here with more insight than chicks I know with 20 and 15 damn kids.
Because I know how my mama was, and even though my mama got a funny way of showing love, she was a present mother. And I will say, my mama wasn't real affectionate to the point where she'd be like, oh, I love you, or something like that. But she was down for the cause, and I had guidelines, and I had, like, everybody in the neighborhood used to laugh at me because I was the one, even though I was a dude, I had to come in the house when the streetlights came on. I had guidelines, like, and if I didn't, she was pulling up, beating my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
like,
right. Like, your mama was,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? Oh, bad grades and shit? Oh, hell. Especially, but when I got to high school, when she realized, okay, well, this going to affect your future, so you can do what you want to do. But at the same, you just better pass. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, and that's what she was on. I can say she was real up on game about a lot. I had to be at school at 7:30. She had to be at work at 8:30. She pull off, she'll circle back around to make sure I was going to school. Like, wasn't no plan.
You couldn't
saying?
Do no slick shit on her. She knew what was up.
And then she worked. You know what I'm saying? I watched my mama work, you know what I'm saying, till she couldn't work no more, because she was teaching me, and she was a single parent. She was like, my child, and anybody going to give you shit in life. And what she couldn't give me, her mama, my grandma, or her sisters gave me. That's why I always been a kind of a woman, I say a woman empowerment type of person, because I watched how women strong and watch niggas fold.
That's right. That's where you show sure ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying? They fold.
Yeah, and men most likely going to freaking fold. Most of us got the strength to carry the world on our shoulders, and meanwhile, this strong man who's supposed to be the leader, he over there folding. That's how it is. And see, that's why I can say that. My mama wasn't this perfect soccer school mom, none of that shit, but my mama was present, regardless of whatever demons she was facing and struggling with. My mama was present. I did my own thing because I always been opinionated and strong-willed ass child ever since I was little. I was the chick that'd go in there and clean up and cook. You know what I'm saying? I was always that child that felt like I could do it myself. But my mama was present, and she taught me, even just by watching her hustle all my life, she taught me, you got to do something out here. Ain't nobody going to sit here and hand you shit. You going to get up off your ass and get it if you want it. If not, you going to learn to live without it, period, point blank. And that's how I live my life today. If I ain't got it, I'm straight. I must don't need it. But if I can get out and get it, regardless of the way I got to do it, I'm going to get out and get it. Six, I don't give a fuck what's going on, I'm going to get it. And especially when it comes to them two in there.
Yep, and then another thing parents got to start doing too. You got to start making your kids accountable. You can't. It ain't always about knocking their ass off. Because, I mean, some folks just ain't going to get it. Because I'm the type, I'm going to get a whooping anyway, so I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. I'm coming in here late.
Exactly. I'm going to go on and do it because I know I'm going to get a whooping.
That would be better if I do it good, too.
Look, I done already been out after curfew. Well, let me stay my ass out till tomorrow because she already finna beat my ass.
Yeah, so, and you got to hold them accountable. Like, I know how my family look at it. When a little girl grows up and she like 14 and 15, okay, but the minute she starts fucking, they start charging her ass up. Like she grown. Are you fucking? You better get that nigga to do whatever it is. Don't come ask up for nothing. Because at that time, you making responsible choices like you grown.
Yep, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can call mom right now and ask up for something, even though I'm 27, she gonna be like, shit, don't you got a whole nigga? Fuck you calling me for? You better, you know what I'm saying? Because you got, you know what I'm saying? You gotta, ain't no sense.
And I swear that sound like me, Bestie, because you know how I do my kids. You know how I am with King and Bree. You know it ain't nothing they can ask me for that they not going to get. That's just me. But I feel like Bree's about to be 18. I'm never going to put her out. I'm not that you 18, get out of my house parent. As long as you work and go to school, baby, you can stay here and mama going to do the same thing I've been doing. However, when she get to that age and she find this nigga and she start being in love and in this relationship,
cause it's going
I'm
going to
be just like your mama. Now it's time for homeboy to step up because he playing house. He want to play like daddy or my man, your man. So now it's time for him to act accordingly. And I'm going to expect you to hold his ass up to that standard to act accordingly as well.
Because I ain't never seen no nigga lay up on you for just to be there.
That's what I'm saying. So I need you to be on your shit. And see, you know how Bree is. You know I ain't worried about that with her. Now, King, on the other hand, I'm going to have to worry about him being that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, give me some money. But Bree, I'm not worried about her being that chick that let no nigga lay up off her, no nigga that get nothing up out of her. Because, baby, it's going to be so hard for him to even get this kiss. Shit, he going to be 3 years in sweating and shit.
Asexual like a motherfucker.
Asexual, don't be using my words out of my book. You have fun. You ain't but for real, like, I know I have instilled in my daughter traits that some females may not agree with. I got some lame, soft-ass friends or female associates that let niggas run over them and let niggas run shit. And you know what I'm saying? I got some female associates like this, so they may not agree with the way I raised my daughter. However,
see,
I don't give a fuck.
Our family is so similar. And it's kind of crazy because, you know, You would think a little girl would grow up and want this Cinderella story, but I learned quick that in my family that ain't how life go. I done seen situations where my aunties or close relatives were getting cheated on, and they had tell her, "Oh, you ain't getting up with some dick because shit, our bills paid." Like how you tell somebody that? Like why you ain't? It's not emotional. It's logic over emotion.
Yeah, because it's kind of like. That's the being realistic, goddammit. Because, like, she know the nigga cheat. Fuck, I'm going to crumble and cry for if I'm not going to walk away. Bitch, I'm not going to let you affect me. So I'm going to let you know, okay, you getting some dick, bitch. Okay, and I didn't want to fuck him that day. But I bet you my bills paid. I got what I need.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm
saying?
I kind of feel that mentality. Because 9 times out of 10, how the world set up, and especially how my city, Memphis, set up, you're going to get cheated on anyway, bitch. So why not make sure your shit is secure before you know what I'm saying, trip out on a whole back fucking with your nigga. Okay,
way,
long as your bitch pay, fuck that hoe, and make sure he ain't bringing you none back home. You need to be chilling.
And in Memphis, it might be your cousin or your sister or some type of relative, you know what I'm saying?
Cousin, sister, auntie, you don't know who it might be. It might be the bitch sitting right beside you when you holler, oh, he cheating on me, and she patting your back and texting him on her phone. Yeah, the bitch done found out.
Yeah, she just don't know who, but she on to it.
Right, she on to it, but she don't know it's me. And he, like, keep playing it cool. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, last week, at some point we all going to be used. You have to just decide, is this person worth you being used? Whatever you losing by being used, is it worth it? That's all you got to figure out, because at some point you're going to get used.
You sound like the woman on Baby Boy now, the Jody mama.
You're gonna. Like, what? Because, I mean, when you're in a relationship, a motherfucker using you for love, companionship. Motherfucker might be using you for sex, money, a place to stay. Your clout, your fucking Facebook likes. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, a motherfucker can use you for various reasons.
Anything.
And you could not even be aware of it. But when you become aware, you got to decide, is this person worth whatever the fuck you lose? Because 9 times out of 10, they probably won't be. So then you got to make the appropriate decision.
But see, when you weak and when you operating off feelings, you can't make the appropriate decision. So the cycle continues to be fucked up.
Yes. And you pass them fucked up traits down to your child. Just think about all these stupid ass Denise flavored ass mammas out here. Think of how many little broken girls and little shattered boys they raising, and they passing on this always woe is me shit. They passing on this, oh, I'm broke as hell, but I'm gonna act like I'm rich so people think I'm better than what I am. Or this, I gotta have somebody to love me and lay up under me and put their body on mine. What about these babies that they passing this shit down to? We growing up in the information technology age. They passing on these fucked up generational curses to these children that got access
in the memes
to all this technology. They making monsters out here.
In the memes and shit. They living life off memes.
Yes, living their life off memes. That's how we getting all these girls getting murdered by niggas on social media, and we seeing all these fucked up videos of babies getting beat on. I mean, that's why we seeing so much bullshit, because these parents are not present. These parents not holding themselves nor these kids accountable for their actions. And she's just going in one big vicious ass cycle. It's getting worse and worse. Like this shit going down the
road.
Now, what the fuck y'all gonna do to correct it? How can it be corrected at this point? Shit, I feel like this generation ain't got too far already.
But for one, they not being kids. They ain't going outside. They ain't doing nothing how I did as kids. They. Why are you 10 years old with a phone?
Exactly. 8 years old, you got a phone that you using. For what?
Then you got an iPhone. You got the highest phone. I can see you just had a little phone. To play games, you eight, 9, 10, texting. What's wrong with you? But you know what I'm saying?
Because they want them to grow up too fast. And then they raise the kids into young adults that aren't prepared to be adults. That's going to lead us into this next subject. Learning to carry yourself as an adult. You raising these kids with all this bullshit and teaching them that you gotta have a dude, you gotta be popular on social media, you gotta look cute, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, and then they become adults, these worthless, pitiful ass adults that's looking for a handout and can't carry themselves as adults. What the hell? What the fuck about them business?
I mean, it's just like the blind leading the blind, but at the same time, though, what I can say. We can talk about parents and what they not doing and all that, but eventually, an individual has to get out here and face life for themselves. You can have a crackhead mama, you can have a prostitute, whatever the case may be. But it's all about what you want out of life. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn that. My mama do this, but shit, okay, you 27, you gonna be singing that same song? You gotta get out here and get it. You gotta get out here and get it for yourself. She didn't live her life. The circumstances were fucked up, but you here. So what you gonna do? You gonna keep complaining? Like I said, as men, we don't complain, we don't gripe, we come up with solutions. So what's gonna be the outcome of what you went through? It ain't no worse than seeing the same motherfucker you've been seeing for the last 20 years talking about the same bullshit. Man, cool, the bitch left me. Okay, she got 3 kids and married to a motherfucker. What's wrong?
Ain't it? What you expect her to wait forever? I heard carry yourself.
You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. That's another thing with niggas too. And women starting to pick up on this. Niggas only want to be in love. That's even with parents. It all comes back full circle. People only want to do what's necessary when it's beneficial. I don't know how I got like that. I don't know when it got like that. You a badass mama, but you want to take pictures for Easter and Mother's Day and all the other motherfucking days.
You know
what I'm saying?
You better say that.
Like, I just don't understand.
The one meal you didn't cook the year, you got to take a picture of the 1-2 pair of shoes. They get a whole school year because you trying to show out. You trying to put up a facade. But at the same time, you ain't teaching this child shit to carry themselves as a adult in the real world. In the real world. You let them stay in a little bubble, think everything roses and peaches and cream. I don't talk to my kids like that. I'm sorry. I am one of the realest fucking parents you will find out here. I don't lie to my kids. Yeah, I love, you got to keep the kids innocent. Well, guess what? We live in a world where ain't no fucking innocent. Anytime you can get on social media and see a child getting beat, anytime you can turn on the news and see a black man get shot in the damn street for no reason, ain't no innocent. So you can kiss my ass with that Easter Bunny and Santa Claus shit. My kids ain't never believed in that shit. Because guess what? They see mama right into her motherfucking eyes damn near bleeding. They see me working and getting them coins to get the shit that they get. I'm not letting nobody take that credit. Fuck around with you talking about an Easter Bunny and a Santa Claus. Where he at? Where?
And not even so. I'm
real with my kids, even in situations where another parent might be like, no, baby, you can't do that. Let's just wait it out. No, I'm going to be like, hell nah, fuck that shit. That hoe ain't your friend. We ain't finna do that. Either going to whoop her ass
just
or
just like I've been able to tell my little cousins and gossips and friends, man, fuck all that. Wait 90 days to have shit. He want to fuck. My nigga ain't trying to come up and watch no movie. He want to fuck. Oh, nigga, I want to hit you up at nighttime. Oh, he on some fuck shit.
Thank
you. The nigga text you throughout the day, and he go missing at night. He got a bitch. I'm
thank you. He ain't home with the bitch. He done been to your house, but you ain't never been where he lay his head. Bitch, he stay with somebody. Like, I'm going to be real with mine. And see, that's what's so wrong. Half of these chicks can't face their reality on their own. So how the hell they going to tell their child the truth? She ain't facing the reality about this nigga. Oh, he my baby. We engaged. It's my baby. She ain't facing the reality that this nigga don't really fuck with her like that. So how she going to be able to tell her teenage daughter when she comes to her, like, mom, he been missing. He ain't answer phone. How the fuck she going to get her good advice? She can't.
He just seen a gullible pathway. Ah, let me get some benefits and a little coin, cause she won't love so bad. So I'ma ride the wave until I get what I need from her. That's all it is. Cause she really don't want love for real. She just been betraying like she this bad bitch on Facebook. So she got to have a nigga if she just this bad of a bitch. Checkmate.
I didn't turn the pieces over on the board because this bitch finna fuck up her whole game because you trying to show out and you ain't living in the real world. And then at the same time, you setting this child up for disaster. But yet, still, you the perfect mama. That's what your Facebook status is say. They all better get real because they raising some lost-ass kids. Yet, still, we get our ass on social media every day and like, what's wrong with this generation? Bitch, how can you ask that question when you the one raising this generation?
Everybody knows it starts at home.
Everything starts at home. The way your children treat other people starts from the way they see you interact with other motherfuckers. That's why I get so mad now when people be telling me, oh, you so nice now. Why you so nice? Because my son is watching me. Now, my daughter, she's old enough to be there already for her opinion, how she going to treat people. All that shit already in her. I ain't got nothing to do with that at this point. Brianna is her own person. However, I have a 10-year-old with autism who is damn near a clean slate, and he absorbs everything. I can't let him always see me popping off, angry, want to drag a hoe, because he already got that anger in him. He a big black man with autism. That wouldn't do shit but set him up for disaster.
We dream because you know that the first thing they go
doing,
for.
Not just what you say and write. Your kids see it, and they going to mimic that shit.
Yep, kids mimic what they see. You want
to
hear every cuss word
in the
book? You want to hear every cuss word in the book? Go to the playground. You hear me?
You hear me? They gonna mimic.
Yep. But think about it, though. Where you think them childhood games come from? Mama and daddy out of shit. Watch them grown folks.
Thank you. They done, somebody done seen their mama fucking, so they go tell their friend, hey, I got a new game. Let's play mama
right.
and daddy. You know what I'm saying? But that's because they watching us even when we don't think they watch. They listening to us even when we don't think they listening. I done did that with King just to test and see. I done been sitting in a situation where we in a restaurant and I'm trying to see if he paying attention to what me and my daughter saying. We across the table from him in this noisy restaurant. Remind you, this is a child with autism, so he hears and sees and smells everything 10 times better than the average person. So I'm knowing he's paying attention to everything that's going around with him, the people talking behind him, the way to move in this, dishes in the sink. I'm knowing he's hearing all this. So I'm just knowing he not listening to what we saying. So I'm like, okay, when we leave here, I'm whispering to her, we're going to go so-and-so, so-and-so, we're going to buy day-day this, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So we finish our conversation, and I'm just sitting there. I'm trying to see how long it's going to take him to mimic. And no more than 3 minutes later, he damn near repeated everything I said when the waiter come back. He like, hurry up and give us that deal. Because my mama said, we finna go so-and-so, 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 and she gonna give me this, this, and that. But she said so-and-so can't go because she's thinking. You know what I'm saying? He repeated everything I said. Because they paying attention, bestie. And these chicks just don't get it. It's so sad. They raise
But you got to understand, as a child, your mind is in overdrive because you don't have nothing to do but pay attention because you really can't communicate effectively because you ain't been living long enough.
Exactly. So that's how you learning behavior by watching everybody around you.
That's how babies learn how to talk from hearing other words. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. So really, in reality, kids are more observant even than me. You know, I'm a natural person watcher, people observer, feel your ass out.
You
kids
and
they,
ooh,
more
you,
than that.
But you know what though? When I tell you I got the people watching thing down packed, and the stuff I pay attention to will blow a motherfucker's mind, bro.
Hmm.
I promise you, like I peep game before they even run it. Like
exactly.
I'm telling you, and that's what it is, and that's what brings us to this whole radio show. People are just too selfish out here. You know what I'm saying? People only want to be parents when it's beneficial. They only want to help when it's beneficial. They got to make sure they getting some after deal for them to even be a parent.
Yes, you ain't lying.
Like, why
should you benefit from being a parent? You want to accolade. Most chicks I see, they want accolades for being a parent. Oh, I went to my child's program today, cooked dinner, and got her clothes ready for tomorrow. Now I'm tired. Bitch, that's what you supposed to do. Who the fuck else was going to do that shit?
Or I pay this amount in bills. Okay, so
okay.
This is the other worker to do it.
Thank you. Everybody else doing the same thing, except the bitch next to you paying what you paying times two, and you don't hear her complaining. Fuck wrong with you? I don't know why some adults feel like they supposed to be getting a break in life. Their privilege shit goes beyond white boundaries, baby. It's just some motherfuckers just feel like they privileged for no reason. Like, bitch, are you?
And she ain't no black mom.
I don't know about it.
She ain't no. Ain't no black person got no generational wealth nowhere here. We had to work for everything
That's
we got.
That's what I'm saying. So, bitch, are you so privileged with your black ass? I don't give a fuck because you light-skinned. That be them light-skinned chicks. I don't care because you light-skinned, boo. You still a nigga when you get done. And you still going to have to get it out the mud. I don't give a fuck if your skin color is paper sack or you pink as a goddamn starburst. But you still going to get it out the mud.
Exactly.
So stop acting like you're going to hang your ass from. You better come on there and teach these kids that they got to get it out the mud. Ain't nobody going to hang you shit. You setting them up to have babies early so they can get some welfare. Well, what about when fucking Cheeto cut that shit out? What y'all going to do then?
And then you also have to teach your kids that nobody owe you shit. Nobody
don't know that
it
owes you nothing. Not even that nigga you didn't lay down and had that baby with. Because guess what? It was your choice to open your legs. He don't owe you nothing.
Exactly.
Shit, he'll be a real nigga if he take care of his responsibility without you having to ask. But he don't owe you nothing. He owe that child. Yeah, because it was part of his doing, too. But he don't owe you nothing, because, baby, you knew the risk when you laid down and let him get up in there. So stop.
Come on. I guess accountability.
Accountability. And these bitches ain't got none. I see Monica online. I don't know if she want me to bring her on. We only got 9 minutes left. But, Monica, if you want me to bring you on, come in on the post that you had just commented on, not bring your own forgiven ass minutes. Because me and Ryan got into it today. Fifty, you know you be getting me into a topic when I be getting heated and I get loud, man. I be so serious, though. Like,
I be like, yeah, she possessed, how she be when she write. Yeah.
Man, and I'm so ready to get back to this book. See, you spoke on some shit a few minutes ago that made me want to speak on the book I'm into, because think about how you was like, how your environment. We see in the book that I'm writing now how the environment influences their child. So what they grew up around, what they saw all their life, that shit definitely going to determine how they go in their future. Because they only going to have one or two ways they can go. They're going to get to their fork in the road, and either they're going to go left, this is the way they didn't learn from watching your ass and where they lived at, or they going to go the right way, the way they know they should, regardless of what they saw, what they feel in their heart, they know they should do the right thing. So
Hold on, man. So what I speak on that made you
I don't know.
To,
you
what
said something. It was something about the environment, like where you growing up, and like it brought me back to trouble. You know it did, because I spoke on her in my live. I said I'm in trouble, walk apart, and she is riding my back. See, it's tapping on my shoulder like, bitch, hurry up so you can get back to my story. But when y'all get this book I'm working on, I want y'all to open y'all mind when y'all read this. Read this book like my bestie reading this book, because I have put a lot into this book. These characters been on me so tough, like it's old Negro spirits that want me to tell their damn story. I'm just going to be real.
I was possessed right with you, because one of the characters I'm so related to. I want to give you more bullets on how to bring it down.
Ryan is in love with one of my characters, y'all. I swear to God, this book is the shit. I'm not even gonna lie. I done wrote 37 damn books, and this is the only book that I done felt a lot of my books. Don't get me wrong, because I love Build a Best Friend with My Daughter. I love that series. I love Sins Like Mother. I love Broken Journey. I love all my books. However, this damn book here, this one is the one I feel like I tapped into my talent a little bit more than I ever have in a book, where I was able to transitions between characters that ain't nobody never did in a book, and I was able to draw you into every character. Cause Ryan already know who he hate and who he love.
Mine. I ain't for the weak fucker shit, man. You gotta have your own mind.
Oh, but bestie, I'm telling you now, when I get off of here, when we end this, I went back and fixed a little something in that character that you don't like. So I need you to reread that. I'm going to send that back to you. I need you to reread
The inner European sisters join.
I don't know. We got an A60. Let's click them right there. We only got 6 minutes. Let's click this A60 number. Let's see who this is. Don't hang up now, y'all. Don't be petty. Hello, caller. You're on with Nikki and Ryan.
Yo, ain't fucking
huh?
Hello, who is this?
Hello, who is this? You called in to us. You want to talk to Nikki
it's
and Ryan?
Jay Dak. It's Jay Dak. What's good?
What's up? How are you?
If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
Oh, okay. Well, we only got a few minutes left. I just want to go ahead and click some of you guys and see what you guys want to say before we get off of here.
Okay. Well, you know what? Like I said, like when he when you texted, I was like, wow, like you said, like 38. That's a lot, like, but that's a lot. Like, I respect you. I salute you on that shit. You know what I mean, like, that's cool as hell. Like, you know.
Thank you so very much.
You're cute, too.
I told you. Yeah, okay. Well, on that note, love, I'm going to hang up with you so we can go to somebody else because this ain't no club connection, boo. Bye. Anyway, I was feeling him with the respect and stuff, but don't throw in you cute because I'm cute, but my mouth nasty as fuck, especially when you playing with my coin. This a coin right here. Don't play with my coin.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I got a whole inbox for you to put that kind of stuff in. Don't play with my coin on earth because I hate to have to embarrass people. So I did that respectfully. Then I bested. Was that respectful?
Just use your platform.
You might just use your platform to be shy. You got to use my platform for a long connection to make you look cute. Nigga, I don't fly. I don't need none of that. I don't need nobody to put me up, baby. I put myself up every day. Let me click this last person. I'm hoping this Monica, because he just threw me off, bitch.
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know if I'm on.
You are
not
on with Nikki and Ryan.
I don't know how to get on it, because I thought this was the number that you called, but
I knew it was sis. Hey, sis. Ryan, this morning.
Oh, hey. What's up, Monica?
Am I
what's
on
up?
Here, girl?
I
yes,
know
you are,
here, y'all.
You are
I've
awesome.
Been
we got
out of my
3 minutes. Yes, you
what?
Are. We got three
oh, yes.
minutes. I'm so sorry. I wish I would have clicked you first before that damn love connection I just got. So, like.
I'll holler. I've been
don't
on
holler.
Here, though.
People going to stop playing with me. He could have inboxed me. Then he had to do my show like that. This is a coin. Don't play with my
money. And I was like, I ain't even understand what he was saying. I was like, is this nigga drunk? What's
he
wrong?
Had some type of accent for one.
I'm not
going to play with y'all at the end of this show. Do you hear me?
But I would say what I heard, because it was kind of going in and out, I enjoyed what you all were talking about today. I really feel you on some a lot of the stuff you was talking about as far as the self love first before you can actually teach your children how to. And you are right. I was wondering that same thing. These children around here with the, you know, failing in school and this, that, and the other, but you can keep up with these men. I totally agree. Y'all, I was.
Right.
Yeah, like my sister just said, the children being neglected, you got plenty of time for the nigga. I ain't understand.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them, baby, and them be the main ones that you really be thinking of good mama, because them bitches can portray a role better than I can write a damn book. And you can look at
oh,
that.
Oh, I have seen it on Facebook. I done seen it.
And in real life
what people. Yeah, and what people fail to realize that most of the time, all the time, you know, these children don't need your money, and you buying them joy, and you buying them this and that and this and that. And, I mean, that's not helping them at all. That ain't love. You pacifying them.
Exactly. You pacifying. You sticking a cork in some shit that need to be fixed. Because
but
I don't mean no harm.
What's the difference?
My kids get everything they want, but one thing I won't do is spoil bad behavior. It's not going to do.
Okay.
And, I ain't going to reward bad behavior.
Too, but,
if you ain't doing what
even,
the hell you supposed to do, you ain't getting nothing from me.
But at the same time,
definitely
I mean,
reward no
demon
else.
You ain't doing no good no way because you sitting up here, you buying a nigga Jordan's too. So, I mean.
You sure
yeah,
ain't lying.
Ain't
and he
no,
whooping your ass.
You
so the kids said, I ain't got to be good because shit, he didn't pop the bitch in the eye.
And
like,
I got,
shit, I,
and
y'all,
the
show
is going to
end
break.
On us. I'm so
okay.
sorry, sis. We waited so
okay.
late to put you on, but we only got like 30
okay.
seconds, y'all. But everyone, this has been Books and Tea with Nikki, co-host Ryan Smothers, and our very special co-host that come on every week, Miss Monica Pilot, my sis. And
yeah.
we will be back next Sunday. We'll be back for our 2 hours next Sunday. And we're going to come back with this same conversation, y'all. So y'all be ready, okay?
All right
now.
All right. I love y'all. We love you guys.
Love you.
See us next time. And if you guys did not call in to listen, share this, and get somebody to click the link so they can just listen to the recording. Because, baby, we spilled some tea. We stepped on some toes. We snapped some bra snaps. We don't give a damn. We don't care. Okay? Because it's our show. But anyway, we are out of here, you guys. See y'all next Sunday.